Well, it'll all be decided Wednesday night. We can't wait for the game and the Queensland camp up and running. And I'm sure the experience of Corey Parker is all to be seen there. G'day, Corey.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. How's the week panning out?
Yeah, it's been good. It was a pretty busy start in terms of, giving back to the community. We spent a full day up in Proserpine, which was... You know, it was pretty busy. And then we sort of come down to Sanctuary Cove and was able to get stuck into some training. So we've had a couple of pose sessions. Actually got a day off today and captain's run tomorrow and then it's all on from Wednesday. So everything's been going okay.
Has Matt Scott and everybody else, Jonathan Thurston, have they been able to do all the pose sessions?
Yeah, they have, mate. Yeah. I guess that's been one big sort of bonus for us as a side. Not that they're entirely 100% important, but it is good to get everyone on board and into all sessions. So, Matty Scott, Thursto, Cooper Cronk, all being a part of all sessions. So, things have been good there.
Corey, you always want a smooth sort of camp, and I'm just wondering, after 60 minutes, and I don't know whether you watched it or not, but you would have heard about it, I suppose. Have you seen Cameron this morning?
I haven't seen him this morning, no. And I was only able to see the first sort of 15 minutes of that show last night as, you know, we had sort of massages booked. So, no, I haven't spoken to him this morning.
Can you just give us a... He actually was, like yourself, a regular on our show for a number of years and we always had a great relationship with him. Can you just remind everyone the character that he is?
Yeah, look, I've probably a bit more than most. I've known Cameron since I was a little boy and... I think the guy we see week in, week out, representing our country and our state is exactly that. He is that, a very humble, sensitive human being that we all see. The comments that I guess everyone's talking about of late that was brought to air again last night, at no stage when those comments were made would have he have known about the severity of the tackle. There's no winner in this situation. No. It's a terrible, terrible accident that has happened to Alex. And you know, my heart goes out to him and his family. And then you look at, a lot later and I suppose to a couple of weeks ago with James Ackerman. The sport we play has some, it is high risk. But at no stage do you take the field thinking that something like that is going to happen. Just to rehash, when Smitty made those comments as a captain, at no stage would he have known the severity of what had happened to Alex. So he is a very, very fine human being. And, look, he's the captain of our country. You don't get to be a captain of your country if you're, a guy that sort of goes around, being like that. But I guess, in due course, he'll obviously come out and I suppose have a talk about it. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, it's a topic on everyone's lips.
Yeah. Do you think he'll speak at the captain's run and nip it in the bud? I mean, it's an issue for the McKinnon family before the game, or will he speak after the game? And has it mentally affected him as well?
Well, to answer your first question, I'm not sure. On when he feels the time is right to, talk about it. Has it affected him? Look, I'm going to say yes. When you've got people, having an opinion or judging you on your integrity, at some stage it would affect you. So, particularly when those who know Cameron will vouch for what I'm talking about, you're just not that sort of person. I don't think there's anyone that plays the game, would wish that on anyone.
No.
It's just, as I touched on, there's no winners in this situation and, it's just a terrible accident that's happened.
Mate, getting back to what you have to achieve on Wednesday night, what needs to happen for this match, Corey? I know you've got the home ground advantage and it would be an advantage up there, but just against a confident Blues side who obviously have a very strong pack now and they believe that.
Yeah, they are very confident and they believe in what they're doing works, which is, a huge plus for them. From our point of view, we also believe in what we have got works. From a few changes, from game two into game three, I believe that we need to work on or and we have been working on, just some little execution, little finer points that in big pressure games really make big differences. I think the inclusion of Cooper Cronk back into the side will help steady that and steer that ship. But look, it's going to be all games, and in particular deciders, have all been on a knife's edge. You look at game one, it was a classic game and a lot of great moments, but Queensland win that game by 1 point. And you look at, I guess, the last 10 or 12 games between Queensland and New South Wales, excluding, I guess, game three last year and game two this year, they're all been by 2, 4, 1 point. So it's going to be tight. And in tight games, you need to, first and foremost, your defence needs to be spot on. So that's been obviously, a cornerstone of the week. And I'm sure the Blues have spoken and they're going to try and, do that as well. But look, it's going to be a pretty big game, and what better way to play it than in Brisbane and to be a part of it?
Well, it's good for you. It's in Brisbane. I'm not too sure whether it's so good for New South Wales, Corey. Hey, Corey, how much better a team do you feel, or how much more comfortable is everybody? And I'm not bagging Daly Cherry Evans here. Just saying, with Cooper Cronk there, because of his influence on the team and the way he does run the show, is it a more comfortable sort of feeling?
Well, it's, between Cooper and Daly, they both bring different things to the to the football team. Cooper brings that real sort of calm, steady, professional approach in terms of getting the job done. I think his relationship with Cameron at hooker, just from club level and their understanding with each other, I guess really comes to the forefront. And, so to answer your question, there is that, I guess, comfortability factor for no other reason than, I suppose, just the way he handles himself. He's a very vocal guy, but in saying that, he just knows how to get the job done. And look, 17 of us has to get the job done and done to the best of our ability if we're a chance of beating New South Wales.
Is there much focus on Clemmer, mate? You two were sort of going at it in the last game.
Yeah, I suppose from a media's point of view, there's been a fair wash up from game two, but he's done a great job for them. He's come off the bench and he's done exactly what you'd want from a bench player. He's kept the momentum going. He's really lifted the boys, and he's got to do that again. So, look, from my point of view personally, not too much focus. I mean, it's going to be hard and tough in the middle where we are. But it's not only Clemmer. You've got Tarno, you've got Woods, you've got Gallen.
Yes.
There's a host of them in there. So you can't sort of just focus all energies on one guy, but it'll be an interesting reception for big Dave Clemmer when he comes up to Brisbane, but yeah, I'm sure he'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah, but he looks like he'll thrive on it, but that's what everybody wants to see, and I'm sure you'll be up to the challenge. Corey, we do thank you very, very much for your time, mate. Enjoy your day off and play well on Wednesday night, mate. It's a fantastic occasion.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Corey Parker there, Queenslander.
Can't wait.
Bronco. It's going to be massive. The Queenslanders are short price favourites, by the way. Too short in my book. $1.65. New South Wales, $2.30 at tab.com.au. Corey Parker with his thoughts. We'll take your reaction. 13:53:53. Honest when quizzed whether it has affected Cameron Smith, the drama surrounding Alex McKinnon. He said yes, it has. And I don't think you could be human, Slats, without it.
No.
Affecting you,
yeah.
Cameron Smith. Now, whether that will affect what happens the 80 minutes
on
that
field,
doesn't.
You've got to think about the situation. I mean, no one, well, 99.9% of people wouldn't be talking about a penalty if you knew the severity of that injury. At that point, it didn't. I suppose Alex was on the ground sort of saying, I don't feel this, I don't feel that, but if he knew how severe it was, Cameron Smith wouldn't have said what he said, I'm sure of that.